Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The U.S. Pacific Fleet is reporting one person was rescued and five others were missing after a U.S. Navy helicopter crashed into the Pacific Ocean Tuesday afternoon. The MH-60S chopper crashed into the sea about 60 nautical miles from San Diego, California. It's unclear how many sailors were aboard the aircraft assigned to the USS Abraham Lincoln. California firefighters worked into the night to try to stop the growing Caldor fire from reaching the resort city of South Lake Tahoe. Evacuation orders were expanded to communities in Nevada. The weeks-old fire was 18% contained Wednesday, as it threatened almost 34,000 homes and other structures in the area. President Trump on One America News Tuesday grades President Biden's Afghan withdrawal.
This is the greatest humiliation in the history of our country, in my opinion. This is a psychological humiliation and a military humiliation.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A COVID-19 vaccine manufacturer is going to make their U.S. employees get vaccinated, but not with the vaccine they produce. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
COVID-19 vaccine manufacturer AstraZeneca is requiring all of its U.S. employees to get vaccinated against the coronavirus if they plan on returning to the workplace or need to interact with customers. Though AstraZeneca manufactures its own vaccine for use in approved countries, the shot has not been approved for use in the United States, meaning its U.S. employees will need to get a vaccine made by one of the company's competitors, such as Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson.
Apple's upcoming smartwatch is suffering production problems. Bloomberg reported the Apple Watch Series 7 is expected to have a larger screen with a faster processor. Nikkei reported production of the device has been delayed due to the complexity of the new watch. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
President Biden tells the American people Tuesday the Afghanistan withdrawal was a success.
I was not going to extend this forever war, and I was not extending a forever exit. The decision to end the military airlift operations at Kabul Airport was based on the unanimous recommendation of my civilian and military advisors. We and our partners have airlifted 100,000 of them. No country in history has done more to airlift out the residents of another country than we have done.
Former President Trump tells One America News his views on the withdrawal.
Took out the military, lost total control. We had total control. In fact, in his speech, I'm sure they were thrilled when he said it, but he made a mistake probably. But it was true. Not one soldier was killed for 18 months under me. Because they understood that if they killed any of the American soldiers, any American, period, anybody gets killed, we go after them like I did many times. And I dealt with Abdul, who is now the leader. Officially, he was a leader then, too. So at least I was dealing with the right guy. And I told him, you will be met as hard or harder than any country has ever been met with force before. And I said, do you understand that? And he did understand that. And I said, and it will start with your house. That's where it's starting.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Listen up, America. You've heard all about tiny homes. Now, through this limited time offer, you can buy one for under $60,000. Yes, buy your new living space for under $60,000 with amazing easy payment plans. Imagine having up to 550 square feet of new living space that we can easily ship to your location and help with setup. Put your new small tiny home in your backyard or any empty lot. They make a perfect in-law cottage or turn a piece of property into a rental. Plus, they're great as a man cave, she shed, or home office. We have a limited supply, so order your tiny home right now for under $60,000 with a small down payment and easy payment plans. Call Teddy Sheds and buy your tiny home. Here's the number.
800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Gil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Rick Manning joins us now, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Good morning, Rick. How are you, buddy?
I am doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. You know, like you, I mean, our hearts are still heavy after this fiasco that we're still in the middle of. And, of course, the president keeps wanting to, you know, it's like that old saying, methinks you complain too much, methinks you talk about this stuff too much. I mean, you're guilty as charged, and you keep checking your watch in hopes that maybe this reporting cycle will run its course. But this is not going away too soon, much to his dismay, I believe.
No, it isn't. He's got a couple of problems on this, and let's be clear up front. I think everybody in America understands, and our hearts go out to the relatives of the 13 service members who died, the 20 to 25 who are hospitalized and many facing very grievous long-term rehabilitation. Our hearts go out to those who are left behind, the Americans who are left behind, and the people who legitimately should have been able to get in as true allies of the United States who are left behind. And are facing persecution right now or being hunted down right now and dying. I think every single person in America understands the gravity of that. And it is a, and so when we talk about this, I don't want people to think it's glib because it's in a very, very serious tone. But the fact of the matter is that this president is not, I don't believe he's going to politically survive this. And it's not because he's a Republican or a Democrat. This is his Katrina times 10. It's his Katrina for the simple reason that Americans don't leave Americans behind. Our military doesn't leave people behind. That is one of the credos of the military. It's in our DNA. And we know that people were left behind. And when the Defense Department spokesperson, the political person who's in charge, who speaks for the Defense Department, gets up and says, oh, we leave Americans behind all the time. That's just a flat-out lie. And it's, and so they, and that's the problem that Biden has, because he's had multiple times where he could have gotten in front of the nation and said, you know, I made the best call I could. Were there mistakes made? Yes, there were. But my number one objective was to make sure that a thousand more Americans didn't die in the process of trying to get out. And so we made the best decision we could, and it's heartrending that we lost soldiers. It's heartrending we weren't able to get everybody out at that time, but we're doing everything we can to get people out now. That would have been an honest statement, and people could have given him some, said, okay, at least it's honest. But no, what he did yesterday was reprehensible. essentially put the blame on the people who are, the Americans who are still in Afghanistan, on the Americans still in Afghanistan.
I don't
know how you do that. And America knows what's going on. And his biggest, the thing that's hurting him the most, there's two things that will hurt him the most. Number one, the media, the establishment media, had people embedded in Afghanistan. A lot of their contacts are the ones who are being killed right now. And those people have the capacity to communicate outside of Afghanistan, and at least still do. And so as a result, those people are communicating with their reporters and stuff. And those reporters have skin in the game, and so they're going to be somewhat honest. Secondly, the Defense Department and the White House are now in a speak war against the State Department and the CIA, and in terms of trying to determine who gets the blame. And that doesn't end well for the president, because he can't get out from under it, because they're trying to put the blame on the intelligence people, and the intelligence people aren't having any part of it.
Well, the thing that's really being exposed here, Rick, is, or I should say the other thing that's being exposed, is the lack of apoliticism of the military. I mean, it seems like the military itself has been politicized to such a degree, and they are in lockstep here. Now, I understand chain of command. We had a lieutenant colonel, a Marine lieutenant colonel, that walked away from his pension. 3 years left, less than 3 years left for his pension, and all the benefits of serving the country, you know, he walks away from it because it is so unconscionable. He fell on his sword for the sake of those Americans left behind, and for the sake of us, we the people, that need to have accountability and need to understand what's going on. And the military is quiet on this. I mean, are you a bit surprised? I mean, this has been a bit shocking to see how much of this cabal that has been orchestrated from day one, that is all part and parcel of the Biden administration. And this is being fully exposed.
Well, yeah, I am. I unfortunately, the biggest surprise to me out of all this has been that more people haven't stood up and said this has countered everything we stand for. It's been shocking to me that we haven't had a lot of resignations. I'm going to do a quick comparison so people remember. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, who leaked information from a White House phone call with a foreign leader that was inaccurate, deliberately inaccurate, because he wanted our policy towards Ukraine to be different than the one that President Trump wanted, was hailed as a hero. The Pentagon didn't want to fire him. In fact, it tried to promote him. They had the White House had to step in and say, "You're not doing that." The guy was allowed to leave with full honors. He was in the White House at least 6 months after that occurred. I saw him in the White House grounds 6 months after that occurred. Vindman is a hero somehow, and Lieutenant Colonel who came out and said, "This is obscene what's going on, and somebody's got to stand up for the troops on the ground and for the people being left behind." That guy's losing his pension. Okay. That is what's wrong. That is what's wrong. They both were wrong, by the way, under military code. It's just, you want to talk politicization, Vindman's a hero.
Yes.
And has his pension.
Yeah. Yeah, and the deal about Vindman was like to me, he made it seem like it was more of a human resource issue. This didn't even be something handled out of that department. But he brought, he was like a spoiled brat. You know, somebody moved his cheese, and he was upset and cranky about it, right?
Yeah, well, he thought he was running Ukraine policy. And, he was shocked to discover that the president had an idea of his own. And so that was not what he thought should happen. So he decided to try to use it to undercut the president. And as we remember, the Democrats, after 3 years of failing with Russia, used that as a justification to impeach President Trump in their first attempt. I just point out the difference in treatment, and it tells you that the politicization of the military is pretty complete, because one person standing up for the traditional military values and for the men and women on the ground is treated one way, and the other who plays a political game is held up as being an icon. I'm disappointed but not surprised.
Really, exactly. At Get Liberty, Americans for Limited Government is demanding that Biden fire.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enrich activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
Fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you as we come to you live from Kaanapali Bay in Maui, Hawaii. Our sponsoring host here, the Kaanapali Beach Hotel, is unbelievable. They've gone through a lot of renovations. Got a beautiful restaurant, new restaurant, right on the water's edge, Rick Manning. It is true. You're going to love it when you come here. And
I
the food is outstanding.
Wait.
Oh, my gosh. It's just terrific. I'm so grateful, you know, for them hosting us here. And we always have a great time here. And plus the little bonus is we get to, you know, hug some grandkids' necks. And that's really special, too.
Well, that is great. I'm looking forward to the Bill Martinez show get together for all the guests.
Yes, exactly.
There in Maui. I'm waiting for that to happen.
Yeah, we'll have to make that happen. That's for sure. As we were mentioning just before break, and I hit the proverbial time wall, is that Americans for Limited Government at GetLiberty.org is demanding Biden fire the incompetent national security team. I mean, and this is the whole point that Americans are wondering about is going, wait a minute, who is accountable for this mess and what it's done to the country's security? Because our national security, this is deja vu President Obama administration, the Obama-Biden administration all over again, Rick. I guess people forgot how vulnerable we were and what a mess of our national security that team made for us. And it's like it wasn't bad enough then, so Joe Biden decided to really mess it up this time.
Yeah, well, it's a huge mess, and the problem is we've got incompetence all around. There's no shortage of incompetence. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is a blithering idiot. He may be from the ivory towers of Ivy League schools, but he doesn't operate in the world that the rest of us operate in, and he has no sense of what actually is happening, and as a result, he says things that sound, they have no realism in terms of the way the rest of the world works, and people are laughing at us as a result. On the other side, Lloyd Austin, who's the defense secretary, owns the failed withdrawal. He owns that failed withdrawal. He owns putting people in a position, putting our troops in a position which was not defendable at the airport as opposed to a defendable position for the evacuation. He owns the not keeping the Taliban at bay far away from Kabul so we can execute a withdrawal and get all of our people out. He owns all of that because, you know, ultimately somebody's got to be in charge of the military, and we know, you know, ultimately Joe Biden owns it all. But the people who he hired as cabinet secretaries to be in charge of those areas have both failed in spectacular fashion, and they both need to go.
Rick, yesterday we spoke with retired Lieutenant Colonel Darren Gobb. He had four tours in Afghanistan. He was the principal designer of the U.S. military NEO, the non-combatant evacuation operations for Afghanistan. He shared with us that they had been working on this for over 10 years, the exit plan. What the heck happened? For 10 years, I mean, he was in charge of this, putting this plan together and everything, and it was like that was just thrown out the window. All the research and everything that was involved in an exit plan is just flat out ignored. And so it demonstrates, again, to your earlier point, that there were many people within the military that had already projected, had already planned, because that's what the military does. And for them to throw all those plans away, and clearly what seems to me, anyway, is that this is, I mean, you can lay it on the feet, and I think it goes to the colonel's point, the other colonel who retired, the Marine colonel, who said, what happened? These guys didn't put their rank on the table. How did they not say anything because of the military ethos? You know, our mere just embedded DNA, you know, value that you don't leave any American behind. No, none of them fell on their sword over this, Rick.
No, that's exactly right. None of them fell on their sword. We didn't see any of that kind of screaming, yelling, gnashing of teeth. Now, what I do know was happening is inside the wire at the airport, a lot of those people in that military guys in that airport were putting their ranks on the line, putting their butts on the line
to get
people in. Okay, so let's make sure we distinguish between what was happening at the airport. But the fact of the matter is, there were time after time, I've heard so many stories from people who were actually involved in trying to get
people out, mm-hmm. where people were turned away because they just couldn't get clearance. And yet somehow over half the people who were evacuated, from what we're being told, didn't have any clearance. They weren't associated with U.S. They weren't associated. There was no rationale for bringing them out, apart from the fact that somehow somebody knew somebody and they got them through the wire. So it's really a challenging situation.
But you say it was all, you know, this was completely avoidable. Adding to this point is what Darren Gobb had to say. I mean, he was there 10 years earlier. They were putting all these plans together. This was his job, was the exit plan. You know?
That would be why it's clear that, you know, while Biden said he had a plan and they said they were following a plan, the plan they were following was not the plan that had been developed. The plan that they were following, and I think when the history gets written on this, the plan they were following was one that was a State Department plan in working with the Taliban, and months prior, they knew they had a deal with the Taliban for an exit, and the Taliban kept changing the terms of the deal, and the State Department never said no. That's the, I think ultimately when we get down to that, that's what will be the final analysis. Joe Biden signed off on it. He owns it completely. National Security Advisor signed off on it, owns it completely. And the ultimate irony now is that there is a leak war. There now is an internal war between the White House, the National Security Council, and the defense people against the intel people, the CIA and State Department. And there's a war that's going on where a leak war that happens in D.C. Because nobody wants to get the failure. Nobody wants to bear the failure. And the irony is the blame is equally shared. It goes to all of them. But now they're trying to point fingers to see if it goes down for it. And it's going to get ugly.
Without a doubt. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick Manning is with us. Rick at GetLiberty.org. The underreported issue is these young girls who grew up with some sense of freedom away from the Taliban, away from Sharia law. You imagine the cultural shock these young girls are going through? I mean, suddenly they are they're cast as trophy wives for Taliban soldiers being abused. I mean, you saw a video where girls' faces were smashed, bleeding from their face, and you know, the reports that we're hearing now that they're going door to door and just killing anybody that, of course, they happen to have the list, you know, which was given to them by the Biden administration, which is unconscionable. You know, people who have helped our country for, you know, 20 years in fighting this war in Afghanistan. But the big thing here is you've got this woke Biden military is ignoring these Afghan women's plight here.
Yeah, it's astonishing, it's evil, and they have to be held accountable. Joe Biden has to resign, and just as we talked to the break, people say, well, Kamala Harris is just as bad or worse. She is. But Kamala Harris, if she ends up being president, will not be vice president. She will not be the tie-breaking vote in the Senate that gives Chuck Schumer the power. And, in fact, a Joe Biden resignation will end up creating a power shift in Washington, D.C. that will take the power away from the left. So as bad as Kamala is, the fact is, Joe Biden, he needs to resign. He's disgraced the country, and we'll take our chances with Kamala, and there are some upsides.
Are they going to push a 25th Amendment move, or just anything they can do to get him out of there, possibly?
I think they'll eventually go with the 25th Amendment if he refuses to resign.
Rick Manning, president of Americans for Limited Government. GetLiberty.org is where you want to go for more info.
Mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.98 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.98 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.98 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Pacific Fleet is reporting one person was rescued and five others were missing after a U.S. Navy helicopter crashed into the Pacific Ocean Tuesday afternoon. The MH-60S chopper crashed into the sea about 60 nautical miles from San Diego, California. It's unclear how many sailors were aboard the aircraft assigned to the USS Abraham Lincoln. California firefighters worked into the night to try to stop the growing Caldor fire from reaching the resort city of South Lake Tahoe. Evacuation orders were expanded to communities in Nevada. The weeks-old fire was 18% contained Wednesday, as it threatened almost 34,000 homes and other structures in the area. President Trump on One America News Tuesday grades President Biden's Afghan withdrawal.
This is the greatest humiliation in the history of our country, in my opinion. This is a psychological humiliation and a military humiliation.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Breaking news here. The Biden administration's decisions, this is, comes from Politico, over when to administer coronavirus vaccine boosters are triggering turmoil within the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, frustrating regulators, sparking fear that political pressure will once again override the agency's expertise. FDA officials are scrambling to collect and analyze data that clearly demonstrate the boosters' benefits before the administration's September 20th deadline for rolling them out to most adults. And, of course, you can't blame America for being a bit deadline-sensitive because of what's been happening with the deadlines that have been established by this administration. Many outside experts and some within the agency see uncomfortable similarities between the Biden team's top-down booster plan and former President Donald Trump's attempts to goad FDA into accelerating its initial authorization process for COVID-19 vaccines and push through unproven virus treatments. Of course, this is still developing, and we'll keep you up to date on that as details become available. With us right now is Bill Pascoe. Bill, of course, is the Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund political director and TPP man in Washington. Bill Pascoe, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I am well, Bill. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Hey, always good to have you here so we can be attuned with what's happening, the buzz on the Beltway here. What's the buzz here besides Afghanistan?
Well, you're right about the FDA and booster shots. I find this fascinating. You know, the biggest reason that we have reluctance among a large segment of the population to taking the vaccine, the biggest reason we have reluctance is because they just don't think that the vaccine has been around long enough to have been tested properly. You know, most vaccines spend years in development. Here we are, 35 years after the onset of HIV in the United States, we still haven't developed a vaccine for HIV. So typically it takes years, and it takes years of testing. And the very fact that we're now, let's stop for a second and, you know, take a step back and think about what it is that we're now discussing. We're discussing a booster. Why do we need a booster? We need a booster because what we know now, less than a year after the introduction of the vaccines, is we're finding out that the vaccines do not have the long-term staying power that they were assumed to have. Why do we know that? We know that because of experience. We've now had the vaccines for several months, and we've begun to see how they work in a way that they couldn't predict, in a way that they did not predict when they were originally going through the authorization, the vetting, to be determined whether or not the FDA would even grant an emergency use authorization. So this is exactly why a large segment of the population says, I'm not so sure yet. I'm not sure this is safe. I'm not sure it's efficacious. I'm not sure it provides protection against the vaccine. And the very fact that we're now discussing having to add a booster, and how do we know that this is going to be the only booster? What if we have to take a booster every year or every 6 months?
Yeah.
You know, what if they come back four months from now and say, hey, guess what? We're thinking every 6 months you're going to have to go get a shot. It's not helpful.
Well, the problem is, I mean, you're talking about science. I mean, we've raised, you know, science to a level of perfection and almost godlike status. And how has that been working out for us? I mean, you don't have this sense of comfort and peace that they really know what's going on. I mean, it's one thing to, with Operation Warp Speed, to get a vaccine out there, but yet it's another, and I think a very precarious road in which we're on when you turn 150 million people into lab rats, basically. I mean, this
That's
is
right.
a live trial with 150 million people. And we've got people who have had the vaccine. We were told, oh, no, if you get the vaccine, that's it. No, it's going away. It's not. People who've had the vaccine are getting COVID. And in a particular personal case, a dear friend of ours just passed away. And he's in his mid-50s. So, you know, this is just one story. Okay, and there are many like this, and the government is going, well, we don't quite understand hesitancy. Well, the other problem, too, is this is all mired in the political morass and ideology of two disparate political views. And here we are, we're turned into a political football, and we're putting at risk our very health. Well, that's a lot to put on the line, you know, for the Republican or Democratic Party. I think it's that's much more than I'm willing to invest, frankly.
It is tough. And I can tell you my attitude towards it is, look, if you want to wear a mask because that makes you feel safer and more secure, then by all means, wear a mask. If you want to get vaccinated because you and your doctor have had a conversation and you've determined that this is going to make you feel more safe and more secure, then by all means, go get vaccinated. What I oppose, what Tea Party patriots and our supporters oppose, is the idea that a government that was founded on the notion of individual liberty, a government that was founded on the belief that we have rights that flow to us from our creator, not from government. They flow to us from our creator, and government is created to protect those rights. It says so right there in the Declaration of Independence. That government has no right to order an individual to make a medical decision that he and his doctor may come to the conclusion is not in his best interest. We don't think government has the right to do that. And as a consequence, you know, I can tell you on Saturday, just a few days ago, Saturday, August 28th, all over the country, we Tea Party Patriots Action helped more than 85 different events around the country, demonstrations, rallies, protests, sign-waving events, on the basis of opposition to medical mandates, whether it's a mask mandate or a vaccination mandate. We just don't think government has the right to require you to do that as a condition of being a good citizen. And the turnout was so great that the grassroots have come to us and said, we want to do another round. So we're going to do another round of a nationwide day of action sometime in September. We haven't decided yet what day it'll be. You can go to stopmedicalmandates.org to learn more about that effort. Stopmedicalmandates.org. It's just as simple as it sounds. We just don't think government has the authority to require you to make to take a medical action that you and your doctor may think is not in your best interests.
Exactly. Well, this is beyond a thought, Bill Pascoe. This is documented in our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution. This is what we the people means, and the fact that this is a government of or by we the people. I mean, think about it. If we do not apprehend and embrace that concept, then you allow a ruling class to dictate and mandate whatever they darn well please. And this is what is on the line here, is it not?
That's exactly what it is, and I'm so glad you put it in the founding documents. Let's face it, we have two documents, not just one. Most countries only have one if they have a founding document they can turn to at all. But we have two. We have what is alternately the most radical document of self-government ever written, the Declaration of Independence, which is the only document of self-government written in the history of the planet that posits the notion that our rights come to us from our Creator, not from men on earth, but from our Creator, and that we believe that all men are created equal. We said in the preamble of the Declaration, says we hold these truths to be self-evident. What does that mean? It means that we think these are so obvious that we don't even think they're worthy of argument. They're self-evident, for crying out loud. Right. That's how certain we are of this. Mm-hmm. That all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. And what does unalienable mean? It means it can't be taken away. It means government has no power to take away these rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And here's the kicker for me. We always overlook this next line, but it says that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Well, that's the mission statement for government. Right there.
Exactly.
It's right there in the founding documents. Constitution, on the other hand.
It's the mission statement for the government and the mission statement for those that are governed.
That's right. That's exactly right. Now, the Constitution, on the other hand, is the most conservative document of governance because it's the only constitution on the planet that actually takes into account men as we are. We are greedy, we are avaricious, we are self-interested. And unlike every other constitution that assumes that we all behave like angels, our constitution works precisely because it takes into account that men are self-interested. And it sets up competing power centers. That's why we have the separation of powers. That's why we have
Government
is at the federal level, at the state level, and at the local level, and it's divided into the legislature.
Got to leave it right there, Bill Pascoe.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Thank you.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Rasmussen is reporting the voters have turned sharply against this president on his handling of the Afghanistan withdrawal. Most believe that hundreds of Americans will be left behind and are being left behind. And even that number is dubious. It is all being perceived in light of all that we've been, dealing with, whether it is the election of 2020 when you talk about numbers, whether it's evidence and numbers when we talk about COVID. It's like you just can't trust any of the institutions of our government today. And I don't know if you just say, well, the reason is, Bill, is that there's rank corruption through all the three-letter agencies. I mean, that's been tossed about, and it almost sounds conspiratorial. But, the evidence seems to be coming at us in a almost an inarguable manner that you wonder, what the heck is going on? I mean, this is supposed to be a government up for by we the people. And let me tell you, we the people are not very happy with what's going on here, particularly as the president has dishonored the soldiers who paid the price for his clear incompetence. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, it's sad to think that we're talking about our very own president of the United States in this manner. But this is how frustrating and frustrated people are becoming here. I mean, the numbers of people, President Biden's approval rating is in the tank, we've got former military flag officers, over 80%, 85% in some cases of Americans demanding accountability of what happened in Afghanistan, and the president's approval ratings are plummeting. With us right now to talk more about it is Chris Chmielewski. He is Numbers USA Deputy Director. Chris, always good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
So how do you frame this, Chris?
Yeah, our biggest concern is the number of Afghans that have been airlifted out of Afghanistan prior to the U.S. full departure. Tens of thousands of Afghans have been lifted, and make no mistake, I mean, they were desperate. They were fleeing for their lives. So it was absolutely right for the United States to help them evacuate from a country where their lives would be in danger. But the Biden administration seems to be has steps in place that pretty much bring all of them here, which really makes no sense when there are countries within that region who are willing to take in some of those Afghanistans that were forced to flee. And number two, a large number of the Afghans that were airlifted haven't been properly vetted. And now exactly. that especially we've completely left that country, how are you supposed to vet them? You know, are we just going to call up the Taliban and say, hey, can you verify this individual's information? It's going to be a lot right. harder to vet these individuals outside of Afghanistan than it was when we were in there. Now, some of them were already vetted when they were inside of Afghanistan. That's a little bit of a different story. But for the ones that mm-hmm. haven't been vetted yet, and we just don't know how many have been lifted out that haven't been vetted yet.
Well, how do you vet them psychologically, Chris? I mean, even in the battlefield, you know, the military will tell you that they were working alongside, you know, some of these Afghanis. They trusted them. They were involved in operations. And the next thing you know, they're shooting an officer in the head from behind. I mean, there's anecdotal stories like that
right,
that have taken
right.
place. I mean, you got to understand. This is America is not their homeland, and they have been trained. They've been raised in such a way to think of America as being the bad guy, even though we were there and we kept them from having to be fully exposed to Sharia and all the other things that have been going on in Afghanistan. We're not talking just 20 years. I mean, this has been going on for thousands of years. How do you overcome that psychology, even in 20 years, and especially the way we've exited? I got to imagine that the very core of some of these Afghanis, their resentment towards America is so heavy that they may, on the short term, say, okay, I've escaped the Taliban, but I'm not real happy with, our new home and our, you know, these new founding fathers, supposedly, that have delivered us from evil.
Right, right. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I have heard those anecdotal stories about the Afghans that we kind of have at the top of the tier. I think most people agree if the top priority is to help those Afghans that were on the front lines along with our troops, and put their lives in harm's way to help out the U.S. military. We should be doing whatever we can for those folks, but there are these anecdotal stories about some of them. They were fully vetted. They served side by side with American soldiers for a period of time. Then all of a sudden they turned against the American troops. Or our allied troops. What we saw with 9/11, it only takes one or two bad apples.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We've opened the gate to human missiles here, in terms of our national security, and this should not be a surprise to the American voters, because it wasn't that long ago. I mean, go back and consider what the Obama-Biden administration did and how they really put at risk our national security. They were absolutely reckless with some of their policies. And now here you have something like this that's just over the top with what Joe Biden has done and these military officers that people are, you know, they want their heads. They want them out of there. I mean, where were they to stop Joe Biden? And I mean, and the way you hear Joe Biden talk, you don't have the sense that it was Valerie Jarrett or some of the old guard of the Obama administration. But this was something that Joe Biden himself said, this is the way we're going to do it. And because it didn't come out as smooth as he liked, well, then, you know, supposedly one moment that he said the buck stopped with him. Well, not so. The buck stops for just a moment, but then we're going to move it over here and let the buck stop on Donald Trump, right?
Right. Right. Blame Donald Trump for everything, for forcing him into the bad deal and whatnot. How they're handling these Afghan evacuees, I just hope Americans really follow this close. Mm-hmm. There's overwhelming sympathy for the folks whose lives were truly in danger. And again, you know, there may be, you know, let's say 100,000 Afghans that were evacuated from Afghanistan who are going to be seeking refuge somewhere. And
exactly,
you know, 99,900 of them are maybe great people and have incredible upside and potential in whatever country they happen to be resettled in. It sounds like most of them are going to be resettled here in the United States. But again, that still leaves 100, you know, even if it's 1/10 of 1% or 1%. you know, that still causes a threat here on the homeland. And, you know, our intelligence agencies are already stressed, and now they're going to have to be watching out for all these new folks that raise any sort of security flags. And again, you know, going back to my original point, you know, you can vet them. Biden administration is claiming we're thoroughly running background checks and running them through a vetting process before they're brought here. But, you know, again, we're dealing
I don't know that this is under Taliban
control.
Yeah, I have my doubt if this country, this administration has the capacity to thoroughly vet someone.
Vet them with the information that you have access to.
Exactly, because you know what the follow-up is. Well, this is what we had to do, and we had to make a decision, or somewhere. But they don't even say we had to make a decision, or we came down to the final, you know, we went through everything, and we had to conclude and come to this decision. I mean, you don't get that process. It's just, it's just like letting hundreds of people through our southern border infected with COVID go into the interior of our country while we have an outbreak of Delta and another spike going on. Somehow in this administration, it makes sense for them. And it requires, the court to step in and go, nope, the remain in Mexico policy is what has to be done, and reverse the policy of Joe Biden in keeping the door open to our southern border. I mean, it's like logic is out the door here, you know. And several things, Chris, beyond this, you know, my heart is such that I think about these young girls who grew up, who were born into Afghanistan, and they knew, they got a slight glimpse of freedom and liberty. They were, you know, starting to drive cars. They were getting educated and everything. And now a nightmare has returned, you know, for the parents. After 20 years, now all of a sudden these girls are exposed to oppression that is unconscionable, to be turned over, to be, you know, military trophies to the Taliban warriors, and to be used as sex slaves and what have you. And as Brigitte Gabriel, you know, reminded us, is that, you know, the way Sharia law works is that they can use and abuse these girls, and if they can, you know, they'll marry them, because they're not allowed to supposedly have sex with someone unless they're married to them, but they can divorce them just that fast and get away with and do away with them, literally do away with them. You know, the horror that these young girls, and here, this is coming from a country that was so hashtagged in the Me Too movement and being so sensitive about female rights. I mean, all that is thrown under the bus. It's forgotten for God only knows what, Chris.
Right, right. And again, build a strong case for helping them. But at the same time, that doesn't automatically mean let's bring them here. Maybe the best thing for them is to find safe country back and in their own region, where
exactly,
you know, there's,
and I don't think, and to your point, Chris Chmielewski, I don't think that they said, hey, we're going to help the Americans so that we can come to America. They wanted to help Americans because they wanted their own homeland.
Exactly.
I mean, lest we forget, isn't that the whole bottom line point of all this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you, as we continue to ponder the effects of all this, it is tough, but we're going to get on the other side of this. We've got to process, because we have no other way. He's the Numbers USA Deputy Director. Chris Chmielewski has been with us. Thank you, Chris. Take care.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Frustrated?